Boswell Media Sports.
You're hitching a ride with Leak Academy Girls Basketball on Saturday afternoon on Cruisin' 98.3 FM, the Cruisin' 98 mobile app, and streaming live at Cruisin98News.com. You've got the audio stream available at Cruisin98News.com when you click on the Listen Live tab on the right-hand side of the screen for Cruisin' 98. And we're coming to you from Columbus once again, from Heritage Academy, host of the 2022 MAIS North 5A Basketball Tournament. And it's Championship Saturday for the Lady Rebels as they take on Pillow Academy in the championship game. Number one seeded Rebels from District 2 taking on the number one seed from District 1, the Lady Mustangs. And we'll set this up for you here in just a couple of minutes. Philip Palmertree with you at courtside in the crowded gym. And we're in a cramped situation because there are a lot of folks here. And they put us over here on the Pillow side, so you may hear a lot of noise when Pillow does something good. The Leak crowd is on the opposite side of the gym where they don't have many outlets and any place for media folks to sit. But here we are, and we've got action for you as the North 5A championship is on the line. Teams are out on the court. They are just beginning their warm-up drills. We're going to get started about 8 minutes or so from right now. The consolation game in the girls' bracket just came to an end. It was an exciting game. Simpson, the two seed from the south, took out Bio Academy, the two seed from the north. 45-40 was the final, and that game was a 2-3-point game most of the way. Simpson had the advantage most of the way, but could never shake off Bio. Looked like they were going to shake them off during the fourth quarter. Got up 10 points, but the Lady Colts came back and got it to within four a couple of times in the final 2 minutes, and just gutting it out, making a few free throws when it counted was what Simpson was able to do to wind up in third place. So we'll summarize first for you what's going on in the bracket so far. Of course, we're arriving at the final game in the girls' bracket, Pillow and Leak. Leak got here by winning the quarterfinal round 76-38 over Starkville Academy, and then winning yesterday afternoon over Bio 61-22 to get here. Pillow got a scare in their opening round game on Tuesday night. East Rankin led a good bit of that game, and it took a late fourth quarter surge for the Mustangs to get out with a 64-56 victory in advance to the semifinal. And then they struggled last night as well. They trailed by 1 point starting the fourth quarter against Simpson, but they found another gear and outscored the Lady Cougars 22-3 in the fourth quarter to get the 18-point win. So that 18-point win is a little bit deceptive. They really had a hard time with Simpson, but were able to get the victory and earn the right to play the Lady Rebels. And so Simpson's in, Bio finishes fourth, going in four seed in next week's State 5A tournament in Brookhaven. Simpson, the three seed, and of course this game we'll find out who's the two and who gets the gold. Road to the gold going on right here. See our good friend Melvin Wooten across the way. He and his wife Yo come over from Starkville for the game. And then on the boys bracket side, got a championship game today between Simpson and Starkville. The one seeds are going to be meeting at 5:15 for the championship game, the final game of the day. And Heritage and Bio will play for the consolation third place ball game around 4 o'clock. Simpson took out Bio 58-49 yesterday. And in the late game, Starkville and Heritage, got a late scare from Heritage, the home team, but ended up being a 49-47 win. So Heritage had it within reach to tie it or win it with a last shot, but the Volunteers end up coming out with the victory. Well, if you've been following Leak Academy basketball and girls MAIS basketball this year, you're probably not surprised to see Leak and Pillow in this championship game, the North 5A tournament. A lot of people think we may see these same two teams 1 week from today in Brookhaven in the South tournament. In fact, a real quick note about the South tournament, I'll just give you the girls' bracket. We won't have time to talk about the boys' bracket. But down in the South tournament hosted by Kapaya Academy in Gallman, consolation game has the two top seeds in it. The top seeds were upset yesterday in the South 5A tournament. Central Hyde put a stall tactic in, and it worked for them. They won 26-23 over Brookhaven. And then Kapaya Academy fell to Bowling Green. So consolation game is, I think I wrote it in wrong. But anyway, we'll keep some track. You'll see the schedules when they come out either late tonight or tomorrow morning. We'll know if the Rebels are playing on Tuesday or Wednesday in Brookhaven and who they're playing. And, of course, a lot of basketball has got to be played today for us to get that figured out as we get ready for Pillow and for Ed Leak Academy. This is the fourth meeting on the court for these two squads. They met in the preseason Canton tournament back in about the end of October, 1st of November. The Rebelettes won 62-43 in the Canton tourney. They met in Madden, first time the Mustangs have ever been to Madden, on November 16. And it was a low-scoring ball game, but Leak won 47-44. And then they played about 3 weeks later over in Greenwood, and the Mustangs defeated the Rebels in overtime that day, 70-65. So this is the fourth meeting. The Rebels have won two and lost one against Pillow. And as I said, most people figure this won't be the last meeting between these two teams. We're going to take we'll take a commercial break. We'll come back and get you ready with the Baptist Medical League starting lineups. We'll take a two-minute break, and then we'll get you ready for Leak Academy basketball. So we'll be back in 2 minutes as Leak playoff basketball continues from Boswell Media Sports.
Before you begin those do-it-yourself projects outside your home or business, be sure you know where your underground utilities are located. Always call before you dig. One easy phone call to 811 can protect you from injury and expense. Plus, it's the law in Mississippi. Make the call and avoid serious or fatal injury. For more electrical safety tips, contact Central Electric Power Association, serving you since 1937, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
State championship number 21.
Junction and Prince Oil, the fuel of champions. As you travel to the game, shop and fuel up with those who share your passion for community and Leak Academy Rebel basketball.
Nothing but net, Junction 3.
For over 60 years, Junction and Prince Oil has been fueling Central Mississippi and champions like the Leak Academy Rebels.
Drive like a champion with locations in Carth, Philadelphia, Oxford, Newton, Scuba, Ridgeland, Louisville, and Union.
Put some Junction in your next function with their catering.
Nothing but net, Junction 3.
Junction and Prince Oil, the fuel of champions.
So just what is Philadelphia Gun and Pawn? Well, the possibilities are as endless as the amount of items you can find there. Located at 910 Posey Avenue in Philadelphia, Philadelphia Gun and Pawn lends more money on items of value than anywhere else in Central Mississippi. From guns, jewelry, native art, electronics, game systems, and more. They're a trusted group of professionals who understand the value of privacy as much as they do the value of your hard-earned money. Philadelphia Gun and Pawn, open 6 days a week, 8 a.m. till 6 p.m.
County. If you're looking for a trusted veterinarian, check out Central Mississippi Animal Clinic, a full-service animal hospital that provides emergency services as well as routine medical, surgical, dental, and grooming. Central Mississippi Animal Clinic will give your pets the care they deserve. Central Mississippi Animal Clinic, 900 Highway 35 South, Carthage, 601-267-4573, or on the web at cmacvets.com.
Boswell Media Sports.
Baptist Medical League starting lineups about to get underway. From Heritage Academy, North 5A Basketball Tournament Championship, your Leak Academy Lady Rebels and the Pillow Academy Lady Mustangs. Remind you real quick before we get to the starting lineups, Rebel fans, beware of scams that offer live streams of these games. If you don't see Basel Media Sports kicks 96, cruising 98 as a source for promoting how to find this game. If you find something strange and it looks odd and things are misspelled and all that, just stay away from it. We will never charge you for these broadcasts. So let's get to the MAIS 5A North Shawnee lineups presented by Baptist Medical League. The Rebels are the visitors in today's ball game here in Traveling Navy. White numbers trimmed in red, leak across the front. The starting five you'd expect. Junior Merriam Prince at 5'8", averaging just under 20 points a game. Morgan Freeney at 5'4", the junior at guard. Emory Warren at 5'8", a junior. Alan K. Wilcox at 5'7", a junior. And in the post, Katie Jones, sophomore at 5'10". Prince, Freeney, Warren, Wilcox, Jones for Coach Amanda Hatches, 31-2, Leak Academy level. The pillow under legendary head coach Derwin Carpenter, who's won nearly 1,150 games in his coaching career. He's got Madeline Max, their leading scorer. Senior Avery Howard, a sophomore. Her twin sister Elise Howard, a sophomore. Sarah Presley Howard, a senior. They're all sisters, so three Howards in the lineup. And I'm going to try to do my best to keep them straight. And then a senior, Georgia Caroline Self. So Avery Howard, Madeline Maddox, Sarah Presley Howard, Elise Howard, Georgia Caroline Self at the starting five. Starting lineups presented by Baptist Medical League. And if I'm ever in doubt who a player is, we'll call her Howard. Pillow in home white with green numbers trimmed in red and pillow across the front of the jerseys in cursive. Rebels in navy. Katie Jones heads to the jump circle. And Avery Howard will join her there. And we're about to have meeting number four between the Mustangs and the Rebels. Greenwood and Madden, green and gold and red and blue. The pillow student section behind me. So get ready for some of that noise. Ball tipped up and here we go. Mustangs control it. They're going left to right. Where I sit. And it's Self outside to the free throw line. They come out to Sarah Presley Howard. She backs it out on a dribble with Marion Prince guarding her. Now over to Maddox. They'll look for her, to her for points. Man defensive pressure. Right side three. Off the mark. Missed, but offensive rebound by Sarah Presley Howard. She sends it back out to Avery Howard for a reset. 30 seconds in. First quarter presented by Performance Therapy. Freeney nearly knocks it away from Sarah Presley Howard. She goes on the drive. Katie Jones comes over for help and will get called for the foul on she defended the shot attempt. First foul of the game on Leakes Katie Jones. Sarah Presley Howard comes to the free throw line. First free throw, smooth and good. Now the second one coming, she'll try to make it 2-0. She makes them both. Pillow with the 2-0 lead. Prince will come around, cross the Patriots logo at midcourt. Now crossover, drift to the right. She's got Georgia Caroline Self guarding her. Comes to Freeney on the right wing. Now out high to Warren. She'll catch, release, three. Count it. Down it goes. 3-4 Emory. Rebel three-point is presented by Prince Oil. Section three. Pass down to Self. She walked with the ball, but there was no call. She puts it out to the elbow to Avery Howard. Howard tries to bounce it down. Saved on the baseline, out to Sell. First three comes high off the back of the rim. And the offensive rebound by Avery Howard. Now she turns, drives on Wilcox. She was out of control, but Wilcox was not set. And she'll get to the free throw line. Put the foul on Alan K. Wilcox, team second. But Avery Howard, and it's a strike. First free throw, good. 6:34 to play, first quarter. 3-3 game. Avery Howard gets it in, out, back in for two free throws. 4-3 pillow. Prince, top of the key, between the legs, dribble. That comes down straight down the lane, moves right, gets a bump, sends it over to Freeney. Now she gets it back over to Prince behind the line. Freeney, right side, three, too long, but Wilcox chases it down in front of the pillow bench. So the offensive board will give the Rebels a second chance here at it. Prince between the circles, calls out Warren, deep wide right. Free throw line extended to Jones. Now back to Warren, who's long two, is off the heel of the rim, no good. Rebound scooped off the floor by Elise Howard. She goes to Maddox. Maddox cut off by Emery Warren. Now out high to Avery Howard. Pillow will slow it down. From right side, Elise Howard shoots over Freeney. Shot missed, but another offensive board. Avery Howard drives and scores with the right hand. Pillow's really getting after the offensive boards here in the early going. Warren three. Too high off the back of the rim, no good. And Katie Jones could not control it. It goes over the end line as she battled for the rebound. 6-3 Mustang. 5:22 to go first quarter. First quarter presented by Performance Therapy. On the drive inside is Howard. And she'll back out, kick it out for a three by Self. 9-3 Mustang. The offensive end, the Rebels work. Prince, Self really harassing her. She comes to Wilcox, left side. Comes around a Prince screen. Hands it off to Freeney. Freeney will come in free throw line. Now back up, back out. Hand it to Prince. Prince drives the three. And it slides off the rim. Rebound Avery Howard for Pillow. She had position on Jones underneath. 9-3 to score. Pillow with ball possession and a 6-point lead in the first quarter. Going up for the drive is Sarah Presley. Howard goes off the side of the backboard, but saved by Maddox. Her shot from 6 feet away, left way short, and rebound Emery Warren for the Rebels. Prince sees an opening left side, drives, leaves it short, and Self plucks down the rebound, but she throws it away in the front court. Throws it right to Morgan Freeney, and the Rebels come back the other way, moving right to left. 4-minute mark of the first quarter. Rebels trail 9-3. The only score has been the Emery Warren three-pointer. Jones behind the line. Right-hand dribble. Comes to the middle of the floor. Stops. Bounces it once over to Prince. Right of the basket. Now she'll drive. Step in. Get some contact, and she'll get to shoot a couple of free throws. That's a good job creating contact. Avery Howard guilty of the foul. Her first and her team's first. Junior guard Miriam Prince goes to the free throw line. First free throw halfway down and pops out. Second free throw. He sends it right through and good. One out of two for Prince. It's 9-4. Rebels. Staying in some half-court man defense. Ball in the right corner. Maddox gives it up to Elise Howard. Elise Howard with Prince shadowing her. They go in the corner to Sarah Presley Howard. She tries to go underneath. Nice pass to Avery Howard. Goes between two Rebels. Flips it up. Can't get it to go. Katie Jones cleans the glass for L.A. Hands it to Prince. Comes up right side. Top of the key. Between the leg dribble. Drive floater. That's way short. Jones saves it inbound to Warren, who shot in front of the free throw line. Bounces around and goes in. On the spot is Emery Warren for the two. And it's 9-6. Rebels trail by three as we go under 3 minutes. First quarter. Here in the North 5A tournament. Girls championship. And from the right side, Madeline Maddox. Sends down a three. A little line drive shot that went straight in. 12-6. That doubles the lead for the Mustangs. Right side, Freeney on the dribble. Comes out to Prince. Self still guarding her. She'll step to the right. Fire from three and rattle it in. Junction three for Miriam Prince to answer. 12-9. Long pass left corner to Maddox, and now she'll give it up deep wide left to Sarah Presley Howard. And Self scores in the lane off a nice pass into the interior. 14-9. Self has 5 points. Miriam Prince, long two, had her feet on the line, slides off the rim left side. Avery Howard and Katie Jones tied up, but the officials won't call the held ball. Now they go to Self. She wants to bounce it down in the lane to Maddox. She's double teamed, sends it out to Avery Howard behind the line. She'll stop, shoot a three over Katie Jones, who rolls around and goes in. Coach Hatch wants timeout with 1:37 to go in the first quarter, and Pillow leading 17-9 back in 30 seconds as League Academy playoff basketball continues.
Baptist League Clinics are here for your everyday health care needs. Urgent care, wellness, pediatrics, women's health, and general illness. Visit one of our three clinics located in Carthage, Madden, and Walnut Grove. Appointments and walk-ins are welcome. Call 601-267-1470 or visit your My Chart account to schedule your appointment today. Baptist League, making your health care our number one priority.
Boswell Media Sports.
Lady Rebel basketball trailing 17-9 with 1:37 to play first quarter. First quarter presented by Performance Therapy. Grace Maxey is checked in for Alan K. Wilcox. Prince comes left side, goes to Maxey behind the three-point line. Quick pass from Warren to Jones, tipped away, intercepted by Howard. She's coming quickly the other way, and it's stolen back by Prince. And they'll say Prince stepped on the end line as she circled around to come back up the court. So Pillow basketball in the end line right of the basket. Nearly a five-second call. Go-in contact on Lola Harris, who just came into the game. Prince guilty of the foul. Third team foul on the Rebels. 1:16 to go first quarter, and Lola Harris, sophomore, will shoot two free throws, makes the first one. Mustangs 5 for 5 at the free throw line early. 18-9, she can put her team up 10 with a made free throw. Second one is true, 19-9. Pillow's been just about a quarter step, quarter beat quicker than L.A. in the first quarter. Getting to the rebounds and also deflecting some passes. They have shut off the interior game so far. Prince, top of the key, avoids the five count, now backs out. Self on her, spins, between the legs, dribble, and there'll be a foul call. And Self calls for a hand check, trying to keep Katie Jones from penetrating into the lane. Team's second. Prince will send it in right at the basket. Out high to Maxey. Catch, shoot, three, two deep. Rebound Katie Jones, and she's grabbed and held by Howard. That's going to be Avery Howard's second personal. Quickly, Howard out of the game, replaced by Larkin Camp. 45 seconds to play. Rebels inbounded. Both teams with three-team fouls. Send it out to Freeney. She goes down to Jones, and they're going to whistle Camp for the foul. She was pushing on, grabbing on the front of Katie Jones's jersey right here in front of me. Good call. Inbounded to Jones, straddling the three-point line left side. Out to Freeney. Now Prince for a three left side, bounces backboard, rim off, rebound Pillow. They come up between the circles. Elise Howard cut off by Freeney, and she hands it to Maddox. And Maddox will signal, hold up one finger, comes around a screen, fires for three, right side, no good. Offensive board by Camp. Her putback won't go, and Prince grabs it on the other side. Rebels trying to push some tempo. Got a three on two here. Floater off the side of the rim by Prince. She's having trouble finding the lane. Rebound Maddox. She's going to try to take it coast to coast. And she lays it in off the glass and good. 21-9. That's the end of the first quarter. We'll be back in 60 seconds. Pillow 29, Leak 21, excuse me, Leak 9 after one quarter. Back after 60 seconds break here on Boswell Media Sports.
What can you expect from Moore's Pharmacy when you choose them? How about all of this? Free medicine flavoring. No more yucky medicines.
Ew!
Or the shortest wait times ever. Moore's Pharmacy definitely has the best prices and two lanes to serve you better in their drive-thru area. Moore's Pharmacy features prescription transfers that are fast and easy and can fill all your scripts at the same time with their MedSync program. Nobody likes to be on hold, especially when you're already not feeling well, which is why at Moore's Pharmacy, they always speak to you directly without those recorded answering services. Family owned and operated. Moore's Pharmacy in Carthage, Walnut Grove, Sebastopol, and Lena.
Boswell Media Sports.
8 minutes on the clock. We start the second quarter. 21-9. Pillow leads Leak. Rebels have not been able to get shots down and not been able to get many second chances. Miriam Prince has 4 points. Emery Warren has five. That's it. Rebel basketball. Prince dribbling. He gets a couple of screens out high. Now goes down the right side of the lane. Flips it up. Puts it in. Scores it, and she'll get to the line. Foul will be on Camp, her second. Count to two for Miriam, and she'll get the and one opportunity. And she rattles that one in. Her 7 point. Rebels needed that. 21-12. Elise Howard on the dribble. Angles left. Picked up by Freeney. Freeney bothers her at midcourt, and then they get an over and back. Freeney forced it. And Howard pleading her case. Coach Coffiner really in the ear of the official. The official walks away from her. Coming. 21-12. Leak with the basketball. Left side, Prince uses a Warren screen. Sends it out to Freeney. Right side, three. Yes, it's good. First made basket for Freeney. A Junction three to make it 21-15. It goes down the low post. Ball mishandled by Self out of bounds. And it'll belong to the Rebels. Good on ball D by Katie Jones. So Carpenter wants timeout. We'll take it with him back in 30 seconds. Leak has narrowed the margin to 6 back in 30 on Cruiser 98.
T&K Farms Woodmiser is Mississippi's Woodmiser sawmill equipment dealership. T&K Farms Woodmiser sells the complete Woodmiser equipment line from small personal sawmills to the industrial equipment lineup. T&K Farms stocks parts and has experienced factory-trained service technicians with both in-shop and mobile service available. See T&K Farms Woodmiser to start your sawmill business today. Credit cards are accepted for all services. Like them on Facebook. T&K Farms Woodmiser, just off Highway 25 at 1128 Liberty Road, Louisville. 662-803-4332.
Boswell Media Sports.
L.A. basketball in a 21-15 game. Warren comes free throw. Freeney comes free throw line extended out, and they reach in and foul her. Elise Howard picked up her first personal and her team's sixth. 6:58 to go, second quarter. Leakes found a little life here to start the second. They trailed 21-9 at the end of the first. Prince will take the inbound in the backcourt, dribble it across the middle of the floor. She goes left side, drives off the glass, too hard, gets the rebound, and can't get the stick back to go. Warren tips it out to Maddox, and she collides with Maxie. Maxie will pick up her first. So a 6-point lead from the Mustangs. They'll have the ball. Rebels had some point-blank opportunities there and couldn't get the shots to go in. Half court set by Pillow. That's it down to Camp. She sends it back out for a three from Self. No good. Rebound on the opposite side by Miriam Prince. She takes it middle of the floor. Kick out Warren. Here's a three. Down it goes for three. Junction three for Emery Warren, and it's 21-18. Malik fans are getting excited. On the drive, Sarah Presley Howard shoots a 10-footer straight in front. No good. Warren gets the rebound. She sends it up left side to Prince. Prince going to go down the left side, has a seam, lays it in too hard, lays it up too hard off the glass. Jones gets the rebound, but she came over the back of Kemp to get it. Two now on Katie Jones. We'll move the other way. Clock ticking, 5:53 to go before halftime. Mustangs 21, Lady Rebels 18. Morgan Freeney tips the pass out of bounds over the sideline. It was intended for Lola Harris. Katie Jones will come out of the ball game, and Alan K. Wilcox takes her place. Mustangs get it in the corner to Maddox. She'll pass it back out to the front to Howard. They go left side. And a three-second call on Kemp. And these Villa players will complain on any call. L.A. basketball. Sarah Presley Howard comes in for Kemp. Jones comes back into the game. She replaces Wilcox. They were trying to protect her on the defensive end. 5 and a half minutes to go. Rebels down 21-18. They have the ball. Right elbow, Warren shovels it to Prince, her three. Comes off the left side of the rim, no good. And then Elise Howard just loses the handle on the basketball out of bounds. She had the rebound free and clear. The Rebels will send it in left of the basket on the end line. Into Jones, left corner. They come out to Maxie. Right side, Prince. Self on her. Prince dribbles out high. Come out to the top. Loop it over to Freeney, right corner. She's looking inside. Nothing there. Dribble. Now sends it in the low post to Jones. He drop steps, goes in, gets fouled, no call, and rebound by Sarah Presley Howard for Pillar off the miss. Howard going the other way, drives to the rack and gets fouled. Freeney gets saddled with her first personal and the team's sixth. Sarah Presley Howard was in the act of shooting, so she'll shoot two. We've been on 21-18 for a little while. Howard makes the first free throw. Villa 7 of 7 at the line in the first half. Wilcox in, Maxie out for the Rebels. Second shot, straight through and good. Howard has 4 points. And the Mustang lead pushed out to 5. Prince goes right side to Warren. She comes top of the key. Contested 3, way off the right side of the rim. No good. Maddox rebound. She comes up fast on the dribble. Stripped away by Freeney. Ahead to Prince. She looks left, goes right, leaves it short. And Pillow will get the run out on the other end and the easy 2 for Howard. Rebels have just missed some practical gimmies. Freeney, 3 right side, no good. Tapped out of bounds by Katie Jones. She went between 2 Mustangs trying to get it. 4:06 to play in the half. Pillow 25, Leak Academy 18. Fourth meeting between these teams. Rebels won the first and the second. Pillow won the third. Shot, top of the key, 3, 2 deep, missed by Elise Howard, and Emery Warren gets the rebound. Long pass to Freeney, right wing. Jones comes around for a screen. She gives it to Prince between the rings. She'll put on a right-hand dribble. Use a screen from Wilcox. Go right side. Freeney, 3, 2 deep. Jones can't control the rebound. Maddox out of there with it. Just her and Warren going down the court. And Maddox puts it in off the window and good. Timeout, Coach Hatch with 3:13 to go in the second quarter. And Pillows extend the lead back out to 9, 27-18. Back in 30 seconds on Boswell Media Sports.
What's stopping you from shopping local?
It's hard to tell what's actually local and what's just called local.
At Piggly Wiggly in Carthage, local means right here in Carthage.
Here at Piggly Wiggly, local and freshness are two very important words. Freshness means a lot in your kitchen, and local means a lot to our community.
Supporting local because we are local. Piggly Wiggly, with a convenient location just off Highway 16 in the heart of Carthage.
Shop local from your friends at Piggly Wiggly in Carthage.
Boswell Media Sports.
Philip Autry with you at Heritage Academy at the 2022 MAIS North 5A Basketball Tournament. Simpson won the consolation game 45-40 over Bayou. So we know that Simpson will be the 3 seed and Bayou the 4 seed from the North in next week's state 5A tournament in Brookhaven. And Boswell Media Sports will bring you every minute of Lady Rebel basketball action next week in the state 5A tournament as they go for state championship number 22. Rebels down 27-18. Wilcox, Prince, Warren, Freeney, and Jones on the floor. Bounces right side to Warren. She uses a print screen, little weave play. Wilcox drives. She goes hard to the rim, gets fouled going up. Maddox packed her on the arm. Team 7, first on Maddox. Alan K. Wilcox, who is not a big scorer, scores an important free throw right there as she sent it right down the net. The junior stands about a foot back off the line, and she's perfect on both free throws. 27-20, 2:50 to play, and the clock ticks. Maddox left side through the double team. They work it around the horn. Now go to Maddox cutting in the lane. She shoots over Wilcox. Shot no good. Katie Jones goes high for the rebound. To Prince. Out to Freeney. Freeney will drive the baseline. Kick out to Wilcox behind the three-point line. And they'll give it to Prince. She'll go right side to Morgan Freeney. Warren with it now. Puts the left-hand dribble up. Angled to the left. Goes to Wilcox. Free throw line extended left. Back to Prince. Rebels working patiently. Wilcox drives. Gets some contact, and she'll get a 1-plus-1 opportunity. Foul will be on Sarah Presley Howard. First personal on her. Front end of the 1-plus-1 mix missed, and Katie Jones can't control the rebound. It'll go to Pillow. 27-20. 2 minutes to play before halftime. Stay with us at the end of the second quarter. We'll get Byers Furniture halftime started for you. And foul called underneath on the shot. Wilcox, the guilty one. Second personal. And Larkin Camp will shoot a pair of free throws. First one goes front rim, back rim, and off. No good. Tall young lady puts the second one in. 28-20. Left side, Wilcox. She drives in on the baseline, goes underneath, tries to reverse it. It rolls off the front of the rim, picked up off the floor by Elise Howard. Mustangs come the other way. Maddox on Wilcox, kicks out for a Howard three that is good. That's from Sarah Presley Howard, her first three. She's got 9 points, and the lead's back out to 11. They've led by as many as 12. Pillow in front in the first half. Grace Maxey right side, fires for three, clanks off the front of the rim, rebound Camp. Long pass, nearly mishandled by itself. Now they go right side. Howard, a three again from the right side. Comes hard off the rim. An offensive rebound. They feed her on a drive. She misses. Wilcox gets the rebound. Feeds Prince ahead right side, but she doesn't have numbers. She'll go to Maxie. Aim, fire, three. Off the heel of the rim, no good. Self taps the rebound over to Maddox. Here comes Phillips. 45 seconds. She stops in the lane, puts up a runner from 8 feet away. No good. She goes hard to the floor. And the Rebels throw it away at midcourt. Self gets it. She'll hand it to Elise Howard. Over to Sarah Presley-Howard. Maxie matching up on her. Now she'll drive, leave it short. Jones taps the loose ball over to Maxie. 20 seconds. Rebels can play for the last shot. They loop it down to Jones, and she gets behind the defender and scores with her left hand. First two for Katie Jones, 31-22, under 10 seconds. Pass in the middle. Elise Howard going up on Jones, and she's able to lay it in off the glass and good. And that will end the half. Strong first half by Pillow. They lead league 33-22 at halftime of the North 5A Girls Championship game. Myers Furniture halftime coming your way next, but first we'll take a two-minute break. So stay with us as Leak Academy playoff basketball continues.
South Group Cox Agency has the best lines of coverage for your home, business, and auto, also leading the way in protecting the very essence of who you are. This time of year, identity theft is on the rise. More than 8 million households will be hit in some way this season. South Group Cox Agency prevents hackers from destroying your life with credit monitoring and data protection, even expense reimbursement to cover costs incurred while reclaiming your identity. Get peace of mind now with South Group Cox Agency, Main Street, Carthage.
Do it. In Sebastopol serves a full breakfast and lunch. And when you leave, you'll be full too. Any other time of the day, Do It's takes short orders, has Hunt's Brothers Pizza, and most important, they have a delicious burger that they are known for in Central Mississippi. While you're there, be sure you fuel up and get plenty of snacks for the road. Do It's, open 7 days a week, just for you. Highway 21 in Sebastopol.
Is your kitchen or laundry room in need of new appliances? Byers Furniture is the proud local retailer of GE appliances for Philadelphia and surrounding areas. Large capacity GE washers make doing laundry fast and easy. Smart GE refrigerators, wall ovens, and ranges make cooking more fun than ever. And never worry again that you left your refrigerator door open or your oven on with Wi-Fi connected smart appliances by GE. And right now, earn up to a $2,000 rebate on select appliance packages by GE, and we will handle all the paperwork for you. Free local delivery and installation, and we'll even haul off your old appliance. Byers Furniture, 319 Bird Avenue in Philadelphia.
Boswell Media Sports.
It's Byers Furniture halftime coming to you from Heritage Academy. Girls Championship game in the North 5A tournament. Your League Academy Lady Rebels trail at intermission 33-22 in a matchup against the number one seed from District 1, Philo Academy Lady Mustangs. Rebels trailed by 12 at the end of the first quarter, 21-9. Got to within three at 21-18, but a late run by the Mustangs. They went on a 12-1 run to end the quarter, and I'm writing that in my notes here. Let's see if that becomes a relevant part of the story of this ball game. We were getting some technical problems worked out, and so I'm still totaling the points from the first half, but we'll go ahead and mention that the consolation game played earlier, Simpson defeated Bio 45-40, and they'll be, so that settles. Simpson is the 3 seed out of the North, and Bio the 4 seed next week in the tournament at Brookhaven. In the first half, Pillow was led in scoring by senior Sarah Presley Howard. She had 11 points, made a three and two shots from the field, and went 4 for 4 at the free throw line for 11. Madeline Maddox, their leading scorer, had 7 off a three and a couple of made twos. 7 also from Avery Howard. She had some big points early as the Mustangs jumped out to an early lead. 5 from Georgia Caroline Self, 2 from Lola Harris, and 1 from Larkin Camp off 1 for 2 free throw shooting. So Sarah Presley Howard with 11, Madeline Maddox with 7, and Avery Howard with 7 to lead the way for the Mustangs. Looking over at Leak's side of the ledger, Rebels missed a lot of shots. Miriam Prince made only 2 shots in the first half. She went 2 for 3 at the free throw line. So that combined with a 2-point basket and a 3 gets her 7 at the break. But she has missed a lot of shots. So has Morgan Freeney has been denied a lot of shots. She's missed a couple of 3 opportunities from the right and 1 from the left. She's made 1 for 3 points. Emory Warren is the leading scorer for L.A. in the first half. Emory had a pair of junction 3s and a 2 for 8 points. 2 for Katie Jones off a made shot and 2 points for Alan K. Wilcox. She went 2 for 3 at the free throw line in the half. Grace Maxey came in off the bench and did not get it into the scoring column. So at the half, Warren has 8, Prince 7, 3 for Freeney, and 2 for Alan K. Wilcox and 2 for Katie Jones as Leak trails 33-22 at the intermission. The Rebels are going to gotten some good looks at shots, but haven't gotten them to go down, and they've not been able to deny Pillow on the offensive glass through a lot of the first half. Pillow has really hustled and gotten a lot of offensive boards. That Leak started to change that a little bit in the second quarter, but in the first quarter, they were getting beaten badly on the glass. I don't have rebound stats in front of me, but I can just tell you from eyeballing this game, the Mustangs just seemed about a quarter beat faster of getting the rebound and some loose balls. So Coach Derwin Carpenter's ball club has played very well in the first half. As you would expect, a 28-4 ball club that has won 13 games in a row would do. Let me mention to you as we wrap up the Byers Furniture halftime, if you haven't heard BMO in the Morning's great interview on the phone yesterday with Susan Bird Price, the all-time leading scorer in Leak Academy Lady Rebel basketball history, you should go on kick96news.com and give it a listen. It's very enjoyable. She was very gracious to give BMO some time yesterday and reflect on her career at Leak Academy back in the late 80s, early 90s, and also to talk about the significance of the accomplishment that Miriam Prince has registered in getting into the 2,000 point club as she did here on Wednesday night in the quarterfinal game. Both teams are back on the floor. And one more thing I mentioned before we get to break. We want to just remind everybody, keep Gilbert Sheila Barham in your prayers these days as they're both trying to get better and deal with cancer. We keep praying with him, trying to get in touch with Gilbert, check on him, left him a message today. And so know everybody's still remembering our good friend Gilbert and his dear wife, Sheila. So with that, we'll wrap up the Byers Furniture halftime show from Greenwood, that's where Pillow is, but we're in Columbus, from Columbus, and we'll be back in 60 seconds with the start of the second half as Leak Academy playoff basketball continues.
Dr. David Henderson is a former Rebel and has been a proud supporter of Leak Academy basketball for many years. He would like to take this opportunity to give the Rebels and Rebelettes a huge shout-out during this basketball season. Dr. Henderson serves Carthage and the surrounding areas. New patients are always welcome, and they will work with you and your schedule to make it easy. Go get them, Rebels! From Dr. David Henderson and his staff, Dr. David Henderson Dental Clinic, Court Square, Carthage.
If spending days looking for a top dollar for your timber has left you feeling like you're barking up the wrong tree, then I would listen closely. Welch Forest Products in Union does it better than anyone, and with the least possible damage to your property. Whether it's management, forestry care, pine plantation, thinning, or site prep, the last number you'll dial is 601-774-8200. They buy land with or without timber, too. Call Bo Welch now at Welch Forest Products today. 601-774-8200.
Boswell Media Sports.
What do you say we start the third quarter? Leak and Navy with the starting five on the floor. Jones, Wilcox, Warren, Prince, and Freeney. Pillow basketball leading 33-22. Easy drive down the lane. Left-hander too hard off the glass from Howard. Rebound, Freeney. She gets it to Prince, and the Rebels come up the other way, going left to right. He angles the dribble left, hands it to Freeney. Freeney will put it on a left-hand dribble, come middle of the floor. Now go down the right lane line, go to the rim, put it off the glass, no good. Avery Howard gets the rebound. Her long pass ahead, too far out in front of Sarah Presley Howard, and it'll be out of bounds. Pilla got greedy. Thought they could get the run out and easy basket, but it now is Rebel basketball 30 seconds deep into the third quarter. Third quarter presented by Piggly Wiggly of Carthage. Left elbow Jones hands it to Prince. Now she fakes the three. Drives, comes, and puts it off the glass and good from the left side. 9 points for Miriam Prince. And the Rebel deficit is at 9:33-22. Pillow on the offensive end. Avery Howard behind the three-point line. Jones on her. They work it to Sarah Presley Howard left side. Now to Avery Howard. She's going to drive on Jones. She shovels outside left corner three. That's too long for Self. Prince gets the rebound on the baseline. Goes to Warren. Quick three. Short. Wilcox gets the rebound. Shot blocked from behind by Avery Howard. It goes out of bounds, and Wilcox cuts it last. There was a foul call to the Rebels there. I didn't see who it was on. And they don't put it up on the scoreboard. And I'm not where I can really hear from the speakers very well. There's just too much noise around me. So we'll try to figure out who the mystery foul committer is. If that was Wilcox or it was somebody else. Pillow with the ball left side. Avery Howard hands to Maddox with Wilcox on her. She drives the baseline. Dribbles behind her back. Sends it back out. Three on the way from Avery Howard, and she airballs it. She went crashing to the floor, wanted the officials to call a foul on Katie Jones, but they weren't interested. 33-24, Rebels with the basketball trailing 9 in this North 5A championship game. Deep wide left, Katie Jones over to Warren. Top of the key, Prince. Self then done a good job guarding her one-on-one. Drive down the lane, Prince. And they call an offensive foul. Avery Howard tried to get the charge, and she was successful. Second on Prince. So give it over to Pillow. Left side, Elise Howard stops, fires for three. Comes off the left side of the rim. Rebound, Emery Warren for L.A. Gets it to Prince. Prince is going to dribble up right side. Now come back middle of the floor to a tremendous crossover. They work it around left side, Freeney. She looks inside, now dribbles outside. And to Prince, left side. Prince, deep three, off the front of the rim. Rebound, Warren. And she throws it out too deep. And Howard, Sarah Presley Howard's going to be able to run it down and convert it at the other end for her 13 points. And put the Mustangs back up by double digits, 35-24. Prince on the dribble, angles left. Craney, left side, three. Down it goes. Red with her second junction three, and it's 35-27. That's a big bite into that margin. Maddox tries to answer with a three of her own from the left side. Off the heel, the rim. Sarah Presley Howard rebounds and gets Prince to foul her coming over the back trying to block it. Third personal on Miriam, team third. Here are a couple of free throws for Sarah Presley Howard. She gets that one left rim, right rim, and off. No good. Sarah Presley Howard scored 13 points for team 35. She steps away from the line with the ball, now steps back about 6 inches behind the line, and she swirls in the second one. She's got 14. Team leads by 9. Rebels coming the other way. This is a screen. Prince provides the Warren screen. Steps behind the line, right side three. Straight down the chute, and it's good. Second junction three for number 10. 36-29. Rebels scooting a little bit closer. Now the drive, Maddox. Wilcox on her. She sends it out to Elise Howard for a three. That's no good. Emery Warren strong with a rebound. Gets it to Prince. Prince middle of the floor. Goes right side. Freeney. She'll go inside into the lane. Now back it out and keep a right-hand dribble. With Elise Howard on her. Hands it to Miriam. 3:53 to go, third quarter. Right corner, three. Count it for Morgan Freeney. Dribble heating up from the outside. Back-to-back-to-back threes, and it's 36-32 just like that. Timeout, Coach Gerwin Carpenter. He wants the 32nd with 3:40 to go in the third quarter. And the lead is just four. Pillow 36, League 32, back in 30 on Boswell Media Sports.
Westside Body Shop says, let's face it, stuff happens. And when it does, they can take care of damage as small as a chip in your windshield, all the way up to full collision services. Insurance claims are always welcome, too. Just be sure your first stop is Westside Body Shop in Philadelphia. They also specialize in truck accessories, including toolboxes, visors, Nerf bars, and winches. They make your ride look cool. Westside Body Shop, just off Beacon Street on Waterview Lane, right behind the Huddle House in Philadelphia.
Boswell Media Sports.
Back at the State North at the North 5A Championship game. Pillow with a basketball leading the Lady Rebels 36-32. And Maddox gets loose underneath, gets a reverse lay-in from the right side. Rebels just went to sleep there, 38-32. From the right elbow out to Freeney, right side. She passes up the three, comes out high to Warren. She stops the free throw line, steal by Maddox in the pass. She'll go up and against blocked by Prince. Prince taking it the other way, left side. She'll fake the three, go into the lane. A little head fake, but kept the dribble. Now she goes middle of the lane, driving. Shot off the right side, and she gets fouled, getting the offensive board and trying to stick it back in. Foul goes against Avery Howard, her third. Team's first of the half, exactly 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Third quarter presented by Piggly Wiggly of Carthage. Prince to the free throw line. She's two out of three. That one I could tell coming off her hand. It was too deep and off to the right. She steps back to the line. Second one off the front of the rim. No good. Uncharacteristic misses at the free throw line. 38-32. Pillow rebounds. Maddox driving on Wilcox. Wilcox looked like she got all ball. They'll say she got her with the body. Coach Hatch campaigning for the charge, but she's not going to prevail in that argument. That is certainly the third, maybe the fourth on Alan Kay. We still didn't account for one foul. Maddox sends the first free throw down. The first trip to the line. Wilcox will come out, and Grace Maxey comes in. 39-32. Another free throw coming up for Madeline Maddox, the senior. She sends that one halfway down and out, but Avery Howard tapped it away from Jones, but then dribbled on the end line. So leak basketball with 2:48 to go, third quarter. Prince walks it up over the H Patriots logo at midcourt. Self waits for man pressure. Big Jones out high, gives it to Prince. She faked the three, decided to dribble, and she gets called for the travel. League down 7 points. They trail by 11 at the half. They've been as close as three at 21-18. And it has been Pillow's game so far. Rebels got back to within four at 36-32. Left side three. Off the heel of the rim, no good. Missed by Maddox, but an offside rebound. Put back too strong off the glass by Sarah Presley Howard. And now Avery Howard rebounds. Hand it to Maddox, who drives, can't get it to go. Freeney to the floor for the rebound, and it's a held ball. Possession error favors the Rebels. That was one of those rebounds that looked easy, but all of a sudden that ball started to get kind of hard to grip. 2 minutes to play in the third. And Prince angles the dribble right side, uses the Warren screen, now a Jones screen to come left. Howard's guarding her now on the switch. She'll back out with a dribble between the circles. She goes right side, Freeney fires from three. Off the heel of the rim, no good. Long rebound out to Howard, who tries to get ahead to Avery Howard. It goes out of bounds, and they'll say Freeney touched it last. 1:36 to play, 39-32. Mustang keeps the ball. Maddox comes out of the game. She's limping. Lola Harris, who just checked in, had a three, passed it up, goes to the corner, right side, three missed by Self. With an offensive board as Avery Howard goes up. She can't spin it in on the right side, and Katie Jones clears the rebound for L.A. Out to Prince. She spins top of the key. Now backs out. Going to go right side. Go in, and there's a foul call. Basket good, and she'll get the and-one opportunity. Sarah Presley Howard, personal foul number two. Or did the shot go in? No, shot did not go in. Correction. So Prince will shoot two. First one is good. So Josh Ray saying the shot went down, and I thought it did. The L.A. folks are starting to shout about it. The shot was good. Yeah, the officials are going to get together and talk about it. And they have a sideline official as well. She's going to say, they're going to say it's white ball. Yeah, and she got the two. So my eyes did not trick me. That was a hoop and a harm and one. 39-35 the score. Rebels get the old-fashioned three-point play. Minute eight to play in the third. Self thinks about the three. And a three-second call. Lola Harris camping out in the lane on the opposite side of the ball. 1:03 to play. Third quarter presented by Piglet Wiggly of Carthage. Prince comes into the front court across the timeline. Turns it back. Uses the screen from Jones to get free left side. Keeps the dribble. Goes free throw line. Kick out. Pass deflected. Quick hand by Elise Howard. She couldn't make the steal. It'll stay with Leak with 45 seconds to go. Leak down 4 points, 39-35. And then a timeout. What do we have here? We got a foul called. Let's see what this is. I thought I saw the official indicate a technical foul. And I have to stand up and lean over to see what's happening. We'll wait for the announcement. Looks like it is going to be a technical foul on Elise Howard. Morgan Freeney will come to the free throw line to shoot for Lee. She has not been to the line today. 39-35, 44 seconds to go. Straight down and good with a first free throw. She's got 10 now. 15 for Prince so far. Second free throw rattled in by Freeney. And it's now 39-37 with 44 seconds to play. I'm not sure what the technical was about. All that happened in an area that's just right in front of the scores table, which is an area I can barely see from where I am down really toward the one end of the gym. 39-37, Rebel basketball. Grace Maxey, that's the midcourt stripe. We'll send it into Prince, and the Rebels will have a chance to tie or take the lead. Prince keeps the dribble. Scott Howard guarding her. Send it. Three, right side. Warren, way short, offensive rebound by Jones. She feeds it to Freeney. Her shot blocked from behind, out of bounds by Avery Howard. It'll stay with Leak with 27 seconds to play in the quarter. Into Jones, out behind the line to Freeney. Now to Grace Maxey. She dribbles twice, sends it to Jones. She turns around, mid-range jumper short. Comes off the backside, rebounded by Harris. Pillow coming the other way with 14 seconds to play. And that was nearly a carry right there. Sent it to Avery Howard behind the line. Now to Elise Howard. 3 seconds. Two. She'll try a parking lot three that goes off the left side of the rim. Out of bounds. And it's a 39-37 game as we go to the fourth quarter. Back in 60 seconds. Don't miss the fourth quarter. Rebels down two. We'll be back in 60 seconds on Boswell Media Sports.
If you want to get the best in sportswear and gear, check out In Sports. In Sports, just off the square in Philadelphia, offers screen printing with personalized jerseys, t-shirts, and fan wear to support your favorite team. In Sports also has customizable vinyl gear for spring sports like baseball and softball, as well as plaques and trophies. Looking for sports equipment? In Sports has that too. In Sports believes in giving the best possible customer service with in-town deliveries. Get ready for this sports season with In Sports, just off the square in Philadelphia.
Shots are now at Premier Medical Clinic in Kosciuszko and Carthage and Trace Urgent Care. An annual seasonal flu vaccine is the best way to reduce the chances that you'll get the seasonal flu and spread it to others. When more people get vaccinated against the flu, less flu can spread through our community. Protect yourself and your family from the flu. No appointment is needed for flu shots. Just walk in and they will see you shortly. Premier Medical Clinic in Kosciuszko and Carthage. And Trace Urgent Care in Kosciuszko.
Boswell Media Sports.
8 minutes on the clock. We're going to start the fourth quarter. Rebels trail pillow 39-37. Pillow basketball. They'll get it to Elise Howard. Left side, Maddox. Quick release three is good. The second three of the game. 13 points, 42-37. Ball set left corner to Freeney. She steps inside the line, now back. Double team comes out to Trapper. She gets it to Prince on the right sideline. She's pinned in as Pillow extends the defense out on the perimeter. She drives, puts it off the square, and good with a right hand. Deliberate, deadly drive. 42-39. Maddox goes right side into the lane, puts up a runner that's good. I mean, no good. Foul called on Grace Maxey. That's her second and the team's fifth. Shot was missed by Maddox. She'll take the deep knee bend and put it front rim, back rim, side rim, and it comes off. Avery Howard returns to the game for Pillow. Maddox puts the ball to her left hip, dribbles once, free throw on the way, good. 43-39. Prince on the dribble up the middle. To Jones, comes up free throw line. Hands it to Freeney. Freeney goes left side. Got some room for a drive. Gets fouled on the way up. Two shots coming for her. Avery Howard commits her four. Freeney has 11 points. Two free throws coming up. She's 2 for 2 at the line. She shot the two technicals. First free throw, horseshoes off to the right. No good. Arkin Camp comes in for Avery Howard. Alan K. Wilcox in for Jones. Yeah, puts it up, puts it down. Good, but wait a minute. Lane violation? Yes, lane violation will wipe out the free throw attempt. .43-39, 6:50 to play. Ball the right elbow going in is Howard with a left hand put in 16 points. 45-39. And Prince on the left side out to Maxey. She fires for three and it's a little too deep. Sarah Presley Howard gets the rebound and the ball goes out of bounds into the corner, and the officials say leak basketball. Filler wanted a foul call. And they are stomping mad about it. The Prince will send it in from the right corner. Rebels down six with 6:24 to go. Deep wide right to Maxey. Between the rings, Freeney. Now to Miriam Prince. Prince starts the dribble, goes to Warren, right side. She doesn't have an open look from three. They go left side to Prince. She's going to drive, get some contact. Shot is good, and she'll get to shoot the and one. Third on Sarah Presley Howard, who tried to step in and draw the charge. But Prince made it with the left hand, and she'll shoot a free throw. Got it down to four, trying to make it three. She does. 20th point. 45-42, 6 minutes to go. Upside Maddox, guarded by Freeney. She drives. Good D by Grace Maxey. She missed the shot. Freeney gets the board. And Prince will bring it across midcourt. Rebels can tie it with a three. Drive, open, right side. Prince, easy money there. 45-44, and there's a foul on the other end. Steal made basket by Prince, foul committed. And she'll get to the line. The Rebels have taken the lead back with 5:33 to go. I was still writing things down in my scorebook. Timeout with 5:33 to go, but Miriam Prince stole the ball, and she gets fouled, makes the shot, and it's a full timeout. We'll just take 30 seconds, and we'll come back with Leak ahead by one. Don't go anywhere here on Boswell Media Sports.
Go Leak! Supporting all of our Rebels and Rebelettes this basketball season until the very end. We are so proud of you all and the heart you play with. Good sportsmanship and integrity on and off the court is to be recognized, and we are behind you all the way. Let's go LA! Schedule an appointment with us at 601-656-3366. 601-656-3366. Good luck from Craig and Amy Martin and all the crew at Craig Martin General Dentistry, Philadelphia.
Boswell Media Sports.
Leak has come back from 12 down to take the lead by one. 46-45, and a free throw coming up for Miriam Prince. And for the second time this afternoon, I've missed who committed the foul. They do not put it up on the scoreboard. And there were people standing and stomping and shouting on this end where I'm on the side where the pillow fans are. So I couldn't see the officials coming to the scorer's table. But it'll all work out in the end. Here's the free throw from Prince. On its way, off the left side, no good. Rebound run down by Maddox. Rebels up one. 5:46, clock ticking. Left side, Sarah Presley Howard. Left corner, Maddox. Back to Howard. She's going to drive on Prince. Steps between a double team. And she'll get the foul call. Prince commits for four. That wasn't much of a foul, I got to tell you. 16 foul. Free throw miss, five to Sarah Presley Howard. Made free throw here, can tie it at 46. She missed it. But the offensive rebound taken by Elise Howard, and then she walked to the basketball. She fell down, took Grace Maxey out in the process, but it's a turnover to L.A. 5:10 to go. Miriam Prince walks it up. Left side, Jones, 5 feet behind the three-point line. Now open underneath is Jones. Double team comes. She passes out of it to Freeney. Freeney mishandles it for a moment, hands it to Prince. She keeps the right hand dribble. Self, stay in between her and the basket. Calls out Warren. Now she drives, kicks out Freeney, right side, three, off the heel of the rim, no good, and Avery Howard rebounds for Pillow. She comes up on the dribble right side. She's going to take it to the rack herself and flip it in with the right hand. Big basket there, makes it 47-46, Pillow. Prince drives, flings it up. Jones slaps it over to Maddox, and there's a held ball. Quick hand, Dave Maxey. It'll stay with Pillow, but now the possession arrow will point in Leak's direction with 4:14 to play. Pillow 47, Leak 46. No, it will, excuse me, it'll stay with the Rebels. Had it backwards. Rebel basketball. 4:05 to go. Prince, 14 feet in, drives in the paint, can't get it to go. Gets her own rebound, shot, putback won't go. She gets the rebound again, and she throws it into the back. Chase Maxey has to run down and just take the over and back. 3:53 on the clock. Mustang 47, Rebels 46. Play-in tight for the North 5A tournament title. Nearly stolen by Prince. Goes into the scorer's table. Capillo keeps it. They've worked a little weave in the backcourt. Now coming left side is Sarah Presley Howard. She stops on the baseline, leveled off by Warren, keeps her dribble. Going in now, tough shot, won't go. She gets her own rebound and sticks it back in from the left side with two hands. 49-46. Rebels with it in the offensive end. Prince kicks out left side Freeney. She bluffs from three, now dribbles. Goes to Prince in the corner. Prince will try the three. Rattles around and it's good for three. Junction three to tie it at 49 with 3 minutes to play. On the drive, Sarah Presley Howard, left hand, spins it short. Rebound Prince for Leak. Game tied at 49. 2:42, clock ticking. Prince backs it out deep wide left. The Rebels will move some personnel on the baseline. Now she comes right side, backs it out. Comes to Freeney right side. She'll send it to Warren. Now to Grace Maxey. Rebels taking their time on this possession. Jones comes out for a screen, but it goes right side to Emery Warren. Now to Maxey. Left side. Nearly taken away by Elise Howard. 2 minutes to go. Rebels have had it for about a minute. Right side, Freeney behind the arc. Now to Jones. Rebels working around the perimeter. 1:45 to go. Steal on the left side by Sarah Presley Howard. Elise Howard, excuse me. She drives and lays it in. Elise Howard with her first two, and it's a big one. 51-49, minute and a half to go. Rebels under pressure. Brent stops, three, all the way, too deep, no good. Avery Howard gets it under the basket. Brent missed everything with that three. Avery Howard, they bounce it down, get a cutter in. Shot good. Freeney commits the foul. There'll be an N1 opportunity for Elise Howard. Second on Morgan Freeney, team seven. It's a four-point lead, a chance for Pillow to make it five. Wilcox in for Maxey. They hand the ball to Elise Howard. She did not score until this fourth quarter, but she has made two important baskets. Missed the free throw. Rebound Howard. And Pillow's got it with a four-point lead with a minute four to play. A drive left here put in good by Sarah Presley Howard, and it's a six-point lead under a minute to play. Timeout, Coach Hatch. 54 seconds to play, and the Rebels are in a hole. Down 6 points with 54 seconds to go. It's a full timeout, but we'll just take 30. We'll be back in 30 as Leak Academy playoff basketball continues.
At Webb Law Firm, we can provide legal assistance or advice to you for any legal matter, personal injury, auto accident, insurance matters, workers' comp, divorce, or real estate. Attorney Jeff Webb and paralegal Alicia Manuel of Webb Law Firm are ready to assist you. Call our office today to discuss your case or legal matter at no charge. 601-267-9762. Or stop by our office at 203 South Pearl Street. Webb Law Firm in Carthage. Ready to assist you.
Boswell Media Sports.
The League Academy Lady Rebels need 6 points to pull even with just 54 seconds to go in this North 5A girls title game. They'll have the basketball. Wilcox, Warren, Freeney, Prince, and Jones. Maddox, the three Howards, and Self out there for Pillow. Wilcox to the Jones, top of the key. Hands it to Prince. Expect Prince to handle it. Under 50. Now left side, Freeney. And a three-second call. Wilcox in the lane too long. Now the Rebels are going to have to foul. A steal by Wilcox. She drives, can't finish. Freeney keeps it alive, but commits the foul, undercutting the Elise Howard over there. Three on Freeney. That stops the clock with 33 seconds. A walk to the other end. One plus one. Pillow 55, Leak 49. Pillow with a 1+1. First free throw on its way and good. The lead is now 7. Second free throw on its way and it's good. 8-point lead for Pillow. Prince, left side, and Ida Freeney. She'll quickly launch for three. Off the window, no good. And Sarah Presley Howard rebounds with 22 seconds. Ahead to Maddox. Maddox going to dribble it out. Leak's going to have to chase, so don't let him dribble it out. 10 seconds to go, and Pillow's going to be able to dribble it out and get the 57-49 victory. Pillow Academy, your 2022 North 5A tournament champions, and they sure are happy about it, deservedly so. Lee committed a lot of turnovers and missed some very makeable shots. And Lee got a brief lead in the fourth quarter, but you got to credit the Mustangs. They didn't melt under the pressure. They finished it out and win the title. They'll be the one seed in next week's state 5A tournament, and your League Academy Rebelettes will be the two seed from the South. So we'll see how things line up. Time for the Wendy's postgame, and we'll take 2 minutes and come back to wrap things up from Columbus as League Academy playoff basketball continues.
Dr. Brooke Bobo and his professional team at Carthage Veterinary Clinic appreciate their patients. They treat all animals, large and small, and handle them with top care. Not only do they provide for your sick animals, they groom and board as well. Open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Wednesdays and Saturdays, 7:30 till noon. Like them on Facebook. Carthage Veterinary Clinic, Highway 16, Carthage.
Wendy's only makes one kind of breakfast, your new favorite one. How do we do it? With fresh cracked eggs, oven-baked bacon, and flaky croissants. You know, the things your old breakfast wasn't doing. So toss that old news and its soggy eggs somewhere useful. And get to Wendy's, where the sausage, egg, and Swiss croissant, bacon, egg, and Swiss croissant, and honey butter chicken biscuit are just two for $4. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's 2 for $4.
Limited time only. Single item at regular price. Price and participation may vary at U.S. Wendy's.
Sometimes life gets a little rough, and when it does, performance therapy is focused on highly individualized care. Owner Dan Young says no two people respond the same to any form of treatment or intervention. No injury is the same, and no single treatment works across the board. Their therapists help people regain their physical function and mobility. Whether you're recovering from a sports injury, stroke, orthopedic surgery, or you're suffering from chronic neck or back pain, they can help. Performance Therapy. Philadelphia, Carthage, Canton, Brandon, Gluckstadt, McGee, Florence, Raymond, and Pelahatchie.
State championship number 21.
Junction and Prince Oil, the fuel of champions. As you travel to the game, shop and fuel up with those who share your passion for community and Leak Academy Rebel basketball.
Nothing but net, Junction 3.
For over 60 years, Junction and Prince Oil has been fueling Central Mississippi and champions like the Leak Academy Rebels. Drive like a champion with locations in Carthage, Philadelphia, Oxford, Newton, Scuba, Ridgeland, Louisville, and Union.
Put some Junction in your next function with their catering.
Nothing but net, Junction 3.
Junction and Prince Oil, the fuel of champions.
Boswell Media Sports.
It's the Wendy's post game coming to you from Heritage Academy in Columbus. Second place trophy has been presented to Leak Academy's girls. And now the all-tournament team has been named. Clark from Bio, Carson Carter, and Olivia Barnes from Simpson. Excuse me, Baines from Simpson. From Leak Academy, Miriam Prince, Morgan Freeney, and Emery Warren named to the all-tournament team. And from Pillow, Avery Howard, Madeline Maddox, Sarah Presley Howard, and Georgia Caroline Self. Pillow Academy coming to get the 5A North trophy that they have earned with a 57-49 win over Leak. 14th straight win for the Mustangs. They are now 29-5 on the year. Rebels are 31-3. With next week's tournament in view in Brookhaven, that means that Pillow will be the number one seed from the North and Leak will be the two seed from the North. I'll check quickly here to see, before we look at the offensive stats of this ball game, to see if the other teams are set for the from the South. Sometimes Twitter's good at telling me these things, and sometimes it's not. Earlier, Simpson defeated Bio 45-40 to claim third place. So Brookhaven defeat Skopje in the consolation game in the South. So Brookhaven's the 3, Skopje the 4. And that's something people didn't expect. Championship game score has not been posted from down there at Skopje. But it'll either be Central Hines or Bowling Green, the 1 seed. And we'll have the lineups in our hands probably late tonight, if not first thing in the morning. And so Leak Academy Sports will update you, and, of course, we'll give you updates on Boswell Media Sports and Kix96News.com to tell you about the days the Rebels will play in Brookhaven. But don't worry, you stick with us. You won't miss a minute of the action as the Rebels defend their state championship. In this ball game. Quick first quarter for Pillow. They got control of the game, led by 12 after one and led by 11 at the half. But L.A. made their big push in the third quarter and outscored the Mustangs 15-6. But and got a brief lead off of Miriam Prince's basket off a steal. But they could not hold the lead. It was Elise Howard getting 6 points down the stretch. She scored, I think, the last 6 points that her team made, and those were the only six she scored. She did not make the all-tournament team, but her team probably would not have won without her effort down the stretch this afternoon. Sarah Presley Howard led the Mustangs in scoring with 20. Madeline Maddox with 14. Avery Howard scored 9 and played great defense. 5 for Georgia Caroline Self, 4 for Elise Howard, 2 for Lola Harris, and 1 for Larkin Camp. For Leak, leading scorer in the ball game, Miriam Prince had 27. She had 7 in the first, but 20 in the second half. She made 3 junction threes, a bucket load of twos. Met the technical term. And I'm totaling up her 3 throw numbers here. 4 out of 8. She made just 4 out of 8 from the 4 threes. An uncharacteristic off night at the line. 11 for Morgan Freeney off 3 junction threes and 2 for 3 at the line. 8 for Emery Warren, all in the first half off of 2 and 2 junction threes. And then Alake Wilcox had 2 off 2 for 3 free throw shooting. And Katie Jones had a made basket for 2. Grace Maxey played but didn't score. Sum it up, Prince was 17, Freeney 11, Warren 9, Wilcox 2, Jones 2 for Leak. We'll be with you from Brookhaven either Tuesday or Wednesday, and it probably won't be my voice that you'll hear. It'll probably be Benji Embry, the voice of Southwest Mississippi Community College basketball. But I'll be with you for Friday and Saturday as we try to put this one behind us and get an even bigger trophy next week. Thanks, Billy Steen, for your work as studio engineer. Thanks to our sponsors. Thanks to Lisa Moore and our sales staff. Thanks to all of you for listening. That'll do it for us. And in the Wendy's postgame, we'll sign off from Columbus, where Leak loses to Pillow in the girls' 5A North Championship game by a final score of 57-49. So until next week, this is Philip Palmertree. Thank you for listening and signing off. And grace and peace to you, and go Rebels till we meet again.